The Maimer Sheni, we're at Lamed Tes, I believe. And here we have an exchange that reads in a very beautiful way. The discussion began with talking about the Beis HaMikdash and the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, but it turned to talking about the Arin, and then Klal Yisrael as the lave of the world, so to speak, the lave of the Umais. Amar HaKuzari, Kivar Nizbarali, Echu Roiv Cholayim B'chol Ha'evarim. Ba'arli Echu Rav Briyas Mikulam. We said the heart is the most sensitive of all the Evarim. Any small amount of illness you're sensitive to. And he said the same thing, Klal Yisrael among the nations, when there's a chayli in the nations, the chayli here meant things like netira, sinna, things that are improper behavior, that Klal Yisrael, when they take the midas of the world, it's like if an aver has an illness, there's an infection. So it's not good, but you can survive. If God forbid there's an infection in the heart, so that's already, that's automatically sakaras nefashis. So the same thing he said was the similarity in the Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam, and that Klal Yisrael tends to pull from the chayli of the other Evarim. So the Kuzari says, okay, you told me the negative part of Klal Yisrael being the heart of the Umas. Tell me something positive. Omer Achavar, Hayitachen shetisakav b'ylecha, shetasa b'ymursa, esartin, oitavlul, I chabura, I bitla hergasha, I rifyain, kashi yitachin lesake bishar evarim. Can the heart maintain mursa is, I guess, an infection, saraton, is usually translated as cancer. I tevalu be'enai is a growth. I chabura or an injury, I bitla hergasha, a type of paralysis, I rifyain a weakness, kashi yitachin lesake bishar evarim. Can the heart sustain these things like the other Evarim do? Amar HaKuzri, you're right. Zelo Yitachein. Ki b'yayser mezat, b'yayser ma'at mizeh, yeham aves. If the heart is paralyzed for a moment, then the person's dead. Shehalev, b'zichuk hargishasai, mibnei zakos damai. The lev, because of its sensitivity, because of the purified blood that goes through it, rav kaychai, and its energy, it pumps constantly. It notices a small injury, a small something that's wrong with it. And the heart has to instinctively purify itself as soon as it can. And if not, if it's not able to do so, then it develops into a life-threatening disease. Amar Achavar, im kein, atzarei v'hargishasei hem evin ala rei v'achilayim, v'hem asibu l'tchoysa me'ala, b'schas nigiyasam kaidim she'is yashvu. Since the heart is so sensitive to any type of disease, therefore the heart has, on the flip side, the need and the natural ability to purify itself better than any other part of the body. He's saying is that the negative and the positive go hand in hand. Since the heart is so susceptible to anything, so therefore the heart has the gift that it's able to heal itself from things more quickly. So he's going to compare that to Klal Yisrael. Omar, so he's saying that the negative is itself the positive. Omar Kuzari Kainhu, the king said that's true. Omar Achavar, V'inyin V'cheinhu, Inyin Olaki, Mimenu kamalas hanefesh min halev. That is also in the spiritual aspect of Klal Yisrael. Kamalas hanefesh min halev, the mile of the soul from the heart. V'alkein omar rak eschem yodati mikol mishpachay so'amim, alkein efgeir aleichem. Ve'elahem achalayim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if there's something misbehavior on the part of Klal Yisrael, Hashem punishes quickly. So that is the negative. Aval habrius, what's positive? Mashom Rabbi Seinu, Meichel la'avoydais Ami Yisrael, Mavir Rishain Rishain. It's very appropriate to learn right before Yom Kippur. What? The Sama Rebbe, okay, I'll tell you the Sama Rebbe in a second. Kinenu meniach avedisenu l'sakiv aleinu v'yogarmin l'avadenu l'gamri. Kashasa ha'mayri. And we're saying is this, that the negative of Klal Yisrael and the positive is the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael quickly when they are misdeeds. It says that Avoin ha'amayri, that by some of the nations of the world, Hashem doesn't punish until Nismali Sosan, until they're gone. So, by Klal Yisrael, it's not that way. But Klal Yisrael, the accounting comes very, very quickly. And therefore, the negative of Klal Yisrael, that they're quick to be punished, and the positive of Klal Yisrael, that they're quick to be punished, go hand in hand, because it brings Klal Yisrael to a level, of Mechila. And the Eitz Nechmad here, he brings, from Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, Noisi Oven Voiver Al Pesha, Torah Ver Bishmal, Mavir Rishon Rishon. That the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Mavir Rishon Rishon. Kaddish Baruch Hu, so to speak, takes care of the Averis immediately. Now what Herbie is remembering is something I once said, B'Sem B'Sabi Rebbe, which is also in the Sefer HaMakna, and there's a certain amount of disagreement on this. The Sama Rebbe had said, on Mavarishan, he said it actually on the Pasuk, was the Cholanu Avaynes Rishayim, Al Tiskolanu Avaynes Rishayim, Pasuk in Tehillim, that there's an idea that once a person sins a few times, he becomes accustomed to sinning. He comes in the habit, Kimishachata Adam Vishanaba, Nasalai Keheter. That idea means that if you, the first time you sin, you struggle. Second time you sin, you struggle. After a while, you're in the habits, you don't struggle. That's what the Gemara says. That we understand. So which Aveira is worse? The first 2-3 times, or the next 100 times? Like, what's worse? The Aveira is in the beginning, or the Aveira is at the end? So what the Sama Rebbe wrote, the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Vayikras is the same, is that you don't get punished for the later Averis. Yeah, Kapari says, but really, the punishment is for the first few times. After that, once it's Nasa like a heter, the punishment, it's so much more severe, the fact you did it the first few times, because of what it leads to. But the Altiska Lanu Avaydis Rishayim, it's only the very first times you did it that you need a Kapara for. Now, that's what he said, which makes some people happy, and some people say it. I could say it, that you should hold in such a state. But anyway, that's what he says. It's really something like the idea of Nekudas HaBechira. The Rechtem Elio's idea that you're judged on your Nekudas HaBechira, the point where you have Bechira. And so it's below your Nekudas HaBechira or above, you're not rewarded or punished for. Now, there are those who disagree strongly. The Sama Rebbe is similar to the Meshech Chochma. The Hamakna, though, says just the opposite. And that Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chaf, where it says Nasa like a heter, he says the reverse is true. He says the first two times you struggle, so it's not such a terrible avera. Afterwards, when you just do it, you don't even struggle. He says the later averas need more kapara than the earlier ones. So the Hamakna disagrees strongly with the Meshech Chochma and the Sama Rebbe. There's a Nadi Behuda that seems to say, it's very strange, the Meshech Chochma refers you to a Nadi Behuda. But I looked at it, Nadi Behuda seems to say the opposite, like Sefer HaMakna. There was the HaMakna and the Nadi Behuda hold the later Averis are more serious. It's not even struggling, you're just doing it. It's one thing if someone struggles to be chutzpahdik. It's another thing if someone is delighted to be chutzpahdik. It does it easily. He says the later Averis are worse. The Sama Rebbe and the Meshech Chochma say, no, the later Averis, you don't even need kapara. You do it without any struggle at all.
It's almost like the later Averis is not an issue of bechira anymore because it's habitual.
That's what it is. It seems to be that way. It's not clear that if you dig yourself into a hole, that afterwards you can say, I'm an oinus, I'm stuck in the hole. They seem to say that even though you got yourself into it, so you get punished for getting yourself into it, but once you're stuck, so you're stuck. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
What's the difference? You're punished.
The question is, if your tshuva has to be for the first Averis or for the later Averis. They say you're not going to be punished for the later Averis, because you're an inus. You get punished for the earlier
ones. You're in tshuva for everything you did wrong. What's the difference if it was the beginning or the middle or the end? Just
some. Like maybe you said, what's the big deal? Just do tshuva for everything. You're right.
What's the difference?
You're right. Some of us struggle to do tshuva. So it's hard.
If you're going
to
do tshuva, or if a guy is an addict, whatever the addiction is, what the, he's going to be punished in the beginning, he's going to be punished for the end. He's going to do tshuva for the beginning, he's doing tshuva for everything.
Maybe I love you. Just do tshuva for everything. What's the big deal?
That's right. I'm only doing tshuva for
the why do we bother saying all these al-chaits? Just do tshuva for everything.
It doesn't make sense. I'm only doing tshuva for the first avarice, not for the later avarice. You're doing tshuva for everything.
It doesn't make sense. You're right. Yeah, but some of us struggle with actually having charata for things we do that we know we'll continue doing.
You're having charata for the same avarice, whatever the avarice is, the same stealing. You're stealing a million times. He has karata for all his stealing, not just for the first time he stole.
There are some people, not like you, who once they're used to it, find it very hard to change. It's easier to do tshuva for the first two times that you got yourself into it, than to actually turn around once you're already stuck.
But he's going to do tshuva for the end also. He's not going to say, I'm going to
Who's he?
Stealing.
Who's he? Everybody does tshuva for everything.
The person who's the ganav. I'm saying yeah. That's the
he's going to do tshuva for everything.
If he's a ganav, he say, I'm a ganav, but I'm doing tshuva only for the first 10 times I did the avera, but I'm continuing stealing because now I'm stuck. That's not tshuva.
Okay.
Right? Is that correct? You have to change.
Yeah, I change everything. Of course I have to change everything. No question.
He has to change. Part of truth is change.
Okay.
You know, there's a condition called anosognosia, which means you don't even know you have a problem. Once you reach the point after the first couple of times, you really don't even know that you have to do tshuva. So maybe doing the tshuva is much more difficult.
That's true. I don't know. It's sort of, I remember once I gave a shir of tzaddik. I started a tzaddik. I was very hesitant because not everyone really appreciates a tzaddik. So I learned Reb Tzadik, which I've spoken about, the difference between serving Hashem with your head and serving Hashem with your heart. So I gave a shir, it was about 20, 25 minutes. And afterwards, a fellow, a very bright fellow when it comes to Gemara, but afterwards, he comes over to me, he says, I love the shir, just the part about the head and the heart, I didn't really get, like you serve Hashem, like, you know, head, heart, you just serve Hashem, right? Doesn't make any sense, head and heart. So I said, you know what, I'll explain it to you later. That's what I told him. Because certain these type of things, sometimes they hit home, and sometimes they remain, call it esoteric. They remain very not precise. So okay, so you're right, just do tshuva. That's true. Do tshuva for everything. 100%. Someone says I'll sin, and then I'll do tshuva. That's not tshuva. Tshuva is you have to try to be parish lagami.
Didn't you say right. Also that according to the Satmar Rebbe? The later Averis, it's like you didn't even know that it was a problem, and therefore
you didn't know. You're not sensitive to it.
Right.
Yeah, right. So that's what
really
he said.
The first two Averis,
but he says really the first few times you do this that Avera, that's really what you're punished about. AB's saying when once you're doing tshuva, those two, you might as well do tshuva on the whole thing. Like why? You might as well be efficient, do tshuva on everything. Why pick the first one and the second one to do tshuva on? That's what he's saying. Okay. What? We get punished for every. Well, that's this dispute that we're discussing is whether you do or you don't. But okay. Okay. At any rate, so he's saying that the benefit of the heart or the benefit of Klal Yisrael and the loss, in other words, the fact Klal Yisrael is punished right away, which appears to be a negative, is also a positive. He says not like. Hashem let the Amayroim asher teschazek chayli avaydeisa vehemisaisai. He didn't heal them from their sins until they disappeared. Kasha halev mishrashay vaatzmei shavo umiyushar hamezig lidavei by hanefesh achaya. Just like the heart, which stays pure, is the part that keeps the person alive, keeps in the neshama with the guf. Same thing in this marshal is that godliness or spirituality sticks through Klal Yisrael. And just like the heart can get diseases from taivis hakaved v'stamucha from eating too much or bayim or other taivis. Meiroya mizgam kein Yisrael sigam acholayim istamus begayim. So to Klal Yisrael suffers from their his damus to the gayim. Now I want to just explain. He said the inyan leki comes through Klal Yisrael. We find in Parshas Kisisa after the chait of the eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu makes two bakashas from HaKadosh Baruch. One bakasha is he wants to see Hashem, whatever that means exactly. Then he makes another bakasha, v'neflinu aniv abcha mekolo amim asha pnei ha'adama. The Gemara says he wasn't granted seeing, but he's granted v'neflinu aniv amcha. Now what does it mean, v'neflinu aniv amcha mekolo amim asha pnei ha'adama? Because Klal Yisrael should stand out from all the nations on the earth. What does that mean? So some cipher in the Hagdama, the first some cipher to be printed with the Chubis on Yerideya. And there's a beautiful Hagdama there. It's really an essay called Pitoche Chaisam, taken from some cipher's writings. He says the following. He says, really, just like Hashem created a world, and whoever comes along and recognizes Hashem creates Klal Yisrael. Nobody was named Klal Yisrael. After Avraham and Yisrael, Yaakov came along, so we got a name Yisrael and became Klal Yisrael. It's Yitachin that somebody in Africa or in South America or the American Indians, there'll be an Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they'll also become Klal Yisrael. There could have been separate, independent Klal Yisraels in different parts of the world. It wasn't limited to anybody. After the Chet HaEgel, when there was, so to speak, a stain on Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Neflinu aniv amcha mikolo amim," that any kedusha, if there's a guy who deserves to become Klal Yisrael, should have to do it by attaching himself to Klal Yisrael. "Neflinu aniv amcha," we should stand out. We should be the only people that have this, so to speak. Someone else may come along, not do the Chet HaEgel, and where's Klal Yisrael going to be? We're the first, we're the originals. So that was his davening. And that's what he's saying, that just like the heart is what connects the soul to the body, the health of the heart, so too, the Inyan HaLeki connects to the world only through Klal Yisrael. That's the Neflinu Aniv Amcha, Mikolo Amim Asher Pnei Ha'adama. And he says, just like the heart suffers what the other Eivarim suffer, Ken Yisrael Yesigo Machleyim Istamnus Bagayim, Klal Yisrael attaches itself to impurity by comparing or by mixing with the goyim. K'mashama bis arvu bagoyim v'yilmedu ma'aseyem. I don't know. It seems that the one who wants to imitate takes the extremes more than the original. In other words, you want to draw a caricature of, let's say, President Obama. So you're not the world's greatest artist, you just draw the big ears. You know, he's got big ears, so you draw the gigantic, you draw the ears gigantic. If you make it more extreme than the imitation, so to speak, or it's clear what you're copying. The same thing is true when a person wants to, he has a hero he wants to emulate, somebody has a sports hero. So he's gotta do the things that stand out, that are different about that person, in order to be able to, if you want to be Mickey Mantle, you got to hold the bat the way he does. Something unusual about the way he holds it. So, when Klal Yisrael says, "Arvu v'gayim v'ilmudu m'maseyem," there seems to be a tendency to be more extreme in the ilmudu m'maseyem. It's like the Jews who started the film. Since most of the movie companies in America were dominated by Jews, because Jews came and they saw the pritzos. Every generation has its own definition of pritzos. The pritzos that makes for cinema. Cinema is basically pritzos or leitzanis. That's what attracts. And they were able to, the Jews who are now taking it on, they were able to do it even better because they were more eager to be like those who did it. So, you know, so Jerry Lewis could really do it because he saw someone who did it and he liked it, so he did it all the way. So that's a tendency of Yisarvu Bagayv, Yilmudu Maseyim. See it to a certain degree in Israel when they want to, when they want to copy America, see some of the extreme, examples of it.